At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Us. All right, some alarming news. Now, I don't know officially, but whenever you hear Petey Pablo, it means we're introducing our friend Nikki Javala from the Washington Post.
Who am I?
Yo, but John Walton texted out a photo of Tariq El-Bashir holding a towel in advance of tonight's game. And on the towel down here in Raleigh, it says, it gives you steps. It says, grab towel, raise up, spin it like a helicopter. Nikki, as the foremost Petey Pablo reporter we have on our program anyway, do you think Petey Pob is going to perform before Caps Canes game four?
I hope not. Like, how old is he now? Seriously, I hope he's not still performing. Oh, dear. I don't know.
Nikki, like, he's still performing.
He gets paid.
Hey, Dougie Fresh still performing.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess there's a possibility. I was hoping North Carolina could do a little bit better.
I don't know that you could do much. Outside of bringing James Taylor in to sing I don't know.
Petey Pob
could be it.
Sure. Chicago, right?
No, yeah. He's from
North Carolina, Fayetteville.
Yeah.
But he claims Chicago.
No, his first album was like, I'm a Kid from Fayetteville.
J. Cole.
Yeah.
Yes. He's from Fayetteville.
Nah, bro. He's definitely from North Carolina.
I'm just saying. I know you always talk about Chicago.
Greenville.
His whole album is, like, based on his...
No, because I think his father was a military guy, and he lived at Fort Bragg for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Regardless. All right, let's talk about where we were this weekend. Nikki and I got to hang out in Ashburn. It was beautiful weather.
Oh, it was great.
It was really, really pleasant.
Golf course, like,
you can't take a lot. Yeah, you were supposed to be there, by the way, B. And then I
wasn't
how
supposed
nice it
to
was.
Be anywhere.
You said, "I'll see you tomorrow, bro."
I say maybe.
people asked where you were, and I was like, "I'd be shocked if he wasn't playing golf."
In my skin.
Nikki and I were there. I don't want to make any grand proclamations after a rookie minicamp. Did anything stand out to you, Nick?
I read some headline where it said, like, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was like exploding in minicamp and he's altering the death chart or whatever. I'm like, yeah, no, there was no exploding.
People got away.
There was like individual warm up type stuff. There wasn't even, I don't think there was even any live stuff really. There was like, I mean, they were running like four verticals with Nathan Peterman throwing to him. I thought one, the size of Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, their seventh round running back. I mean, he's thick. Like he's a powerful dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's an interesting guy to me. Just his experience. I mean, his everything he went through with the NCAA and eligibility issues. He kind of got screwed over, in my opinion. And he's such a talented back too. So you could see just a little bit of his blocking ability, his speed. Just his shiftiness. I think he could be good. Again, we're seeing like 40 minutes of these guys doing half speed warm up drills. I thought Josh Connerly, in a little bit you could see, I thought he looked good. I mean, you could see his quick first step. Maybe this is just me. I don't want to put this out there. He looked a little small to me to be a starting tackle. Maybe they put on a little weight, but he did kind of look a little small.
3'10".
I think the long arms, I think he'll add weight, too. I mean, he's so young.
Yeah.
He's a kid. And the frame is there to support more weight, in my opinion.
Yeah. He has a baby face for his big
totally,
kid.
Totally, dude.
Oh, he looks
I don't
young
think he
hell.
Has to shave.
Yeah. I thought, honestly, one of the more interesting things was the fact that Zach Ertz was out there for the entire practice, which I thought was kind of cool. I mean, I don't know if he really put much thought behind it other than he was in there and working out with Cliff, and it was like, oh, I'll just go out here and hang with Adam Peters or whatever. But, if you and I were talking about this, JP, if you're a rookie out there, like, that's got to be pretty cool to see, one of the veterans, one of the top players in the league, guy with a ring, just watching your whole practice. So I respected that. Trey Amos, I thought him and Dan Quinn, they tried to kind of shut down any talk of the back issue. I don't know. I kind of wonder if there's more there, but he looked pretty good. It's hard to tell in these drills, but you could see him bend. His speed, first step, he looked good. I know there was a lot of tension on Gabe Taylor, Sean Taylor's younger brother. I give that kid a lot of credit. It's a lot of, he says he's not under any pressure. This is what he wants to do, and I hope for his sake he does make the practice squad or the roster. but that's a lot of pressure for him.
Yeah.
But he handles it really well.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure to anybody, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
I was impressed talking with him. I think he was handling everything right. As far as an actual roster spot, it's pretty hard. He's not even a UDFA. He's a straight-up rookie tryout player. It's an incredible uphill climb. I'm not ruling anything out. But I think he handled it well, and it's a cool moment for him and the family to let him walk those halls as a player. I think you're in the same boat as me that I don't want to make – I don't want to pretend to get a lot of insight out of rookie minicamp because you had what, 5 draft picks and then probably another 10 UDFAs and then 25 roughly tryout guys. Like of the 40 dudes, of the 40 dudes on the field, maybe 7 of them make the roster, something like that, between the practice squad and the active. But I was my encouragement on Jalen Lane ticked up a hair. He was the speed and the quickness seemed very real, and I watched him. Now, granted, they were just catching punts off the jugs, but it was clean. This is not what they've been trying to do for a couple of years is teach people to learn how to return punts and field punts. That dude knew it already, and that I found encouraging.
Yeah.
No, totally. I mean, the quickness was definitely evident in that. I mean, they only got a couple, attempts of fielding punts and everything, so I would have liked to see more, and I'm sure we will see more as camp goes on, as OTAs go on. But he could be a real asset to this team on both, like you said, both special teams and offense. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting.
Yeah. some of the more interesting stuff. I loved your question to Dan Quinn about Madrid. Were you surprised when he replied in Spanish?
No. So, okay. So that might have been teed up. I might have gotten a text. Hey, you should probably ask about
space. I wondered like if there had been a text.
I've been trying to get this. I mean, I'll say it this way. It's very likely they're going to Madrid. So, I've been texting everybody just to try to get something. But so I might have gotten a text in the morning say, hey, you should probably ask him about it. So very clearly he was working on Google Translate that morning. So, yeah. So I love the pause. Like, oh, my God, wait, what is it again? And, yeah. So,
it was a very funny moment. If folks missed it, Nikki asked Dan Quinn about the possibility of going to Madrid, and DQ like kind of looked around and then said no comment in Spanish. I wondered if I had access to a certain PR professional's phone in that moment, if Google Translate would have been up with seeing commentario on the screen.
Right?
It
was well played.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
There's clearly a level of confidence and excitement surrounding this Washington team going into year 2 of this group that hasn't happened in a long time. It feels contagious. Did you notice that at all?
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, look at their offseason. In the span of, like, really 13 months, well, 14, 15 months, whatever, starting from January when they hired Adam Peters and bring in Quinn, and then just how the season unfolded, and now the offseason. I mean, they get done a deal, sort of done, waiting on approval, that people had been hoping for decades. Then they get a draft. Then it's, you know, very likely going international for the first time in 9 years. I mean, it's just, they've only gone to the NFC Championship game. I don't mean to, like, undersell that, but when you think of a team returning to relevance or returning to sort of that marquee state that they were in before, you would expect them to, like, okay, they've won a Super Bowl. They've really showed themselves. But this team feels like it's back just in reputation and luster alone. Like, people, they're appointment viewing now. People want to see them. Yep. And they're fun. There's reason to watch. It's not, you know, I think they're really interesting. I just think for the longest time, and, you know, I've only been covering the team since 2020, so I feel bad even saying that compared to what others have been through with this team. But whenever there was a good moment, it was always fleeting, so you couldn't fully enjoy it. But now there's, you know, and I mean, it's just skyrocketing. You think about the things that are coming in the future for not just the team, but DC. It's remarkable.
It is, and I think the whole thing is just about people knew what they had front office and above that before.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what's in the front office and the ownership area, those people seem to give a damn about this team and not just about winning off the field.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you can see that the league is going above and beyond to bring Washington back. The league knows how important the D.C. market is.
Totally.
You know, Roger Goodell doesn't go to stadium announcements. I mean, because there's a ton of them. He doesn't go to them. You know, he's not like in an Oval Office with Donald Trump. He's not openly negotiating. I mean, he does make a lot of calls to city officials, but this is next level. I mean, yes, he's from here, but he and the owners understand how valuable this market is.
Absolutely. Talking with our friend Nikki Jobvala from the Washington Post via the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Nikki on X and Instagram at NICKIJHABVALA. B and I are going to talk about this a little later, and I want to play a clip. Not to suggest there's not any, you know, negative things surrounding this team, but the one thing that I think seems pretty unfair that, to me, it seems like a lot of just kind of haters, is the discourse surrounding, like, Jaden and his relationship with his mom. His mom, Regina, did an appearance on the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of said, like, of course he can go on dates. Like, I just want the best for my son. And a lot of that stems from, like, a fairly silly documentary back when he was in college and blah, blah, blah. Do you feel like people, like, Jaden has reached a spot where the haters are coming and they're just looking for something to bust his balls about?
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, I feel like people have way too much time on their hands on the internet, too.
Right.
And, like, you know, I could totally see how some of this stuff with, you know, him going to the USC games was totally misconstrued. You get 2 seconds of camera footage. You can turn it mm-hmm. into anything you want, basically.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I personally, as a beat reporter, it's his relationship with his mother, what he does off the field, you know, as long as it doesn't affect what he does on the field, I tend to stay away from it. It's his business, his mm-hmm. life. I mean, why are people so concerned about his relationship with
his parents? 'Cause they don't have a life themselves. I've looked at stuff.
I mean,
like
I find the whole Belichick Jordan Hudson thing fascinating, only because, like,
she's
why is everybody so fascinated by this? I don't want to know who Bill Belichick is dating, like ever.
Right.
But there's a clear fascination with all of this stuff, I guess.
I just think like it's a point in society where people always talk about how parenting should be, and then when parenting is that, then you don't want them to parent. It's just looked at totally different because somebody put this example up today. Kris Jenner, with her kids, she's right there in everything they do. No matter if it's something that you consider good or bad, she's right there with everything. No one says anything. But if a man doesn't care and his mama's around, one finger salute to all the people that seem to care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you listen to her, when she breaks it down, she does way more than just hang out with him. You know what I'm saying?
She's a certified agent now.
No, but with her own job on top of that.
Yeah. She got certified with the NFLPA to become an agent.
Right.
So
You
can put two and two together there. But, like, I'm going to get so much flack for saying this, and I don't mean to make this a man-woman thing, but I do think sometimes it just gets over embellish on one side. I mean, and Chase Young's dad was everywhere. Chase Young's dad was there posing in photos while he was signing with the Saints. I'm like, nobody cared then, you know, like some of it is just kind of, what are we doing?
That's a good point. And maybe something that like I probably didn't think of. Like if Jaden's pop was around all the time, I don't think people would say nearly the same kind of crazy stuff that gets said. Last thing for me, Nick. We're talking with Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post. You can read all her work at WashingtonPost.com. Give her a follow at Nikki Jabala, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Obviously, the big news this week is going to be the NFL schedule. We're all pretty certain about a trip to Spain. Clearly, the Commanders aren't going to open against the Eagles or the Chiefs or the Chargers or the Cowboys. Do you have any NFL schedule predictions for the Burgundy and Gold?
I thought they might open against the Eagles. That seemed like a layup to me, just from the NFC Championship. I mean, of course, division rivals too, but after they split the series last year, but Jerry Jones won that one. How should it be? Like, I honestly don't have any good ones. I'm so lame. No. I honestly have no idea who they're going to open against.
Did you, when you were covering the Broncos, I think you told me this. Did the Broncos get scheduled on Christmas and Thanksgiving one year?
I believe they did. I'm trying to think fast. I genuinely remember being in Kansas City during a freezing cold downpour on Christmas. And I want to say they got Thanksgiving, but yeah. It's very possible. I mean, but that was when they had Peyton and they were at the top and blah, blah, blah.
Right. I think Washington might be at the top as far as NFL team.
I know. I'd be okay with Thanksgiving. Can we keep Christmas, please?
Yeah. Little Jules running around. You don't want to be in Kansas City on Christmas. I get it.
Or at least just not like a West Coast trip on Christmas. That would be awesome. Or somewhere we could get stuck on Christmas.
Dude, remember we were in San Francisco on Christmas Eve, whenever that was, 2-3 years ago?
Oh, yeah, and the floods.
Yeah. That was
the
crazy.
Atmospheric rivers, yeah.
All right, we got a break.
All right, Nikki, take care.
Thank you for the time, Nikki. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
All right.
We're going to Ashburn for the remainder of this hour. I want to talk about this Jaden Daniels situation, and we got Gabe Taylor audio that I want to play. Just an impressive young man, regardless what happens with his roster spot. Nobody go anywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.